Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Humboldt County's newest resident arrived at 2 minutes past midnight yesterday morning as Joel and Miranda Maunder welcomed their newborn son. Kankane Joseph Maunder was born at St. Joseph's Hospital and came in at just over 5 pounds and 18 inches long. Dad Joseph Maunder said the name, Kankane, came to him in a dream and that God told him that his wife was bearing a son and to name him Kankane. As per custom, mom, dad, and baby were presented with a custom gift basket in honor of the New Year's birth by St. Joseph's staff. On December 14th, local police departments teamed up with the California Highway Patrol for 3 weeks of DUI patrols and checkpoints in the ongoing effort in removing impaired drivers from local roadways. The holiday enforcement period ran through last night, and a total of 49 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in the county. One more arrest than was made last year during the same time period. With funding from both the state and the federal governments, the local focus on DUI will continue into 2013 with saturation patrols and checkpoints scheduled in the coming months. The next CHP enforcement period will occur over the Super Bowl weekend. And despite the number of arrests in the past 3 weeks, there were no DUI-related fatalities during the holiday period. Crescent City Police are working with the Arcata Police Department in identifying a suspect who was wanted in the robberies of two credit unions. Arcata Police responded to a report of a robbery at the Northern Redwood Credit Union in Arcata on December 7th after the suspect brandished a handgun and demanded money from a teller. The suspect then fled the scene. On December 24th, a suspect matching the description of the man wanted in the Arcata robbery walked into the Crescent City branch of Coast Central, handed a note to the teller claiming he had a gun, and demanded money. The suspect in both cases is described as an adult white male wearing a dark hooded coat with a salt and pepper colored mustache and goatee. Anyone with information about either robbery or the suspect is asked to contact authorities. And yesterday, Fortuna police officers conducted a traffic stop, and when all was said and done, a Hydesville man had been arrested for both drug-related charges as well as being the suspect in the armed robbery of the Fortuna Best Western Motel on Sunday night. 21-year-old Samuel Rogers was booked on several charges after being arrested during the stop and is being charged with armed robbery for his alleged role in the motel stick-up. Anyone with information about the robbery is asked to contact Fortuna police. And for drivers in Eureka, you'll want to use extra caution when driving on or near the intersection at Harris and S Streets tomorrow and Friday. City work crews will be working on the traffic signals at the intersection, and the lights will be inoperable during the work. Be prepared for short delays and controlled traffic, and also be aware of work crews on the street. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bohm, who entered office months earlier than other new supervisors elected across the state, was still present at the new supervisors' seminar, where the newly elected officials get a chance to learn about the ins and outs, the do's and don'ts of their new jobs. One reality hit hard when Bohm spoke with supervisors from other smaller population rural counties.
It was very interesting listening to all the different trials and tribulations that we all seem to suffer through, the rural counties especially, because we don't have the bite. You know, you hate to say it, but the state wants to take care of us, but to get reelected, they don't have to. So sometimes I wonder if we get all our bang for our buck, and I'd like to think we do. We've got five supervisors that work real hard here in Humboldt County for our county. Things are looking better. Are they looking great? No.
Bohm went on to use the state's realignment of prisons and the burdens placed on counties as an example.
I think there's a certain amount of realization, I mean, on the state level, and I hope they're listening. You know, these are things that we say, we could do a better job, we could do a better job, and the state's going, well, let's give that back to the county. Well, give us the revenue you've been using to maintain this program. You know, they tend to give it back, and they trickle it back in. So, well, here's a little bit, here's a little bit.
Cohn then went on to say that if we want to address crime and other problems associated with a down economy, one way is to develop a climate that is attractive to businesses willing to invest in our area. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.